Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are continuing our series on location, and we are in a great location. Just off the Rhine River is the Neckar River, and located right on the Neckar River is the city of Heidelberg. This ancient city was the site of two significant texts of the Reformation. The first was a Luther text. The year is 1518. It is April 26, 1518. Martin Luther has made the trek from his monastery at Wittenberg, and he has come here to the chapter house of the Augustinian cloister in the city of Heidelberg to present his theses for a disputation. Now, we think of disputation and we might think of a debate, as if Luther was squaring off with some figure or some official from the Roman Catholic Church. But that's not what happened here. What was disputed here was an idea of how we are righteous and made righteous and stand righteous before God. Luther had started his contention with his church back as a monk at Wittenberg. On October 31st, 1517, he nailed his 95 theses to the church door. They circulated quickly among the Augustinian monks, and some of the ideas that Luther opened up to their understanding in that text were ideas that these monks wanted some good discussion on and some good teaching on, and Luther was more than happy to fit the bill. So he came here, he presented his 28 theses. By the time he hits number 16, I think Luther is hitting his stride. He says, "The person who believes that he can obtain grace by doing what is in him adds sin to sin so that he becomes doubly guilty." Luther is making a case that we as sinners have no ability, have no opportunity whatsoever to produce anything that is going to be pleasing to God. And if we try to somehow earn our way, or we try to somehow merit God's favor, we are adding sin to sin. In addition to these rather short theses that Luther presents at the disputation, he also offers some paragraph-long explanations. And in the explanation of thesis number 16, Luther says, "The sin that we add to sin is haughtiness, human pride that thinks we as sinners can do something that would be pleasing to God." In thesis number 18, Luther says this, "It is certain that man must utterly despair of his own ability before he is prepared to receive the grace of Christ." Luther wants us to get to the end of our rope. He wants us to see that we are incapable and unable to do anything that is pleasing to God. And once we are at the end of our rope, once we see the end of ourselves, as it were, then we are ready to look to Christ in faith. As Luther comes to the end of this disputation, he has a few more things that he wants to say to these monks. He says, "He is not righteous who does much, but he who, without work, believes much in Christ." The issue was not works. The issue was faith. The issue was not meriting your way into God's favor. The issue was believing in what Christ did. Why must this be the case? Well, Luther tells us in the last thesis, "The love of God does not find, but creates that which is pleasing to it." When he gets to the explanation of this last thesis, this is what Luther has to say. He says, "The first part is clear, because the love of God, which lives in man, loves sinners, loves evil persons, loves fools, and loves weaklings, in order to make them righteous, good, wise, and strong." And so we all need to be thankful for these 28 theses of the Heidelberg Disputation, all of us who are weaklings, that Luther presented these here on April 26, 1518. I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Well, it's quite a pleasure to finish this week's episode with a quote from our very good friend, Jonathan Edwards. "True virtue never appears so lovely as when it is most oppressed. And the divine excellency of real Christianity is never exhibited with such advantage as when under the greatest trials. Then it is that true faith appears much more precious than gold, and upon account is found to praise and honor and glory."